Dutch authorities say they arrested José María Siso on Tuesday for ordering the murder of two former communist comrades from his exile home in the Netherlands. In Manila, Philippine President Gloria Arroyo welcomed the arrest as a giant leap toward peace and a victory for justice. But the National Democratic Front, the political arm of the Communist Party of the Philippines that Siso heads, denounced the arrest and called the charges fabrications. The party threatened to withdraw entirely from peace talks with the government, which have already stalled since 2004. Renato Reyes, Secretary General of the leftist group Bayan, says the arrest was another attempt by the Arroyo government to silence its critics.
We believe that this incident is happening with the knowledge and the prodding of the Arroyo government, thereby justifying its all-out war policies against the critics of the government.
The Philippine police and the military were placed on high alert Wednesday to thwart any retaliatory attacks by the rebels or their sympathizers. Sison has led the Philippine Communist Party, or CPP, from the Netherlands since 1987. His arrest casts further doubt on the future of the nearly 40-year-long communist insurgency, which some experts say has not regained strength after suffering a leadership split in the 1990s. Nathan Gilbert Kimpo, associate professor of political science at Tsukuba University in Japan, is a former member of the CPP.
Even without him, the Communist Party might still be able to continue with its current operations. But what the effect on the internal dynamics within the CPP, it's still very difficult to gauge.
There is no extradition treaty between the Netherlands and the Philippines, and Sison was arrested on Dutch charges. He is accused of ordering the killings of former communist commanders Romulo Quintanar in 2003 and Arturo Tabara in 2004. Both were gunned down in the Philippines after withdrawing support from Sison. The United States and the European Union have designated the CPP and its military wing, the New People's Army, as a terrorist organization. Hedda Bayron, VOA News, Hong Kong.